If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. What was the joke of the week? Here's joke number one. Brenda and I ate at a French restaurant last night, and I said, I think we've been here before. And she said, are you having deja vu? And I said, no, the chicken. Joke of the week number two.
John, I was having difficulty feeding my nephew yesterday with a spoon.
Oh, you should try doing the airplane.
Airplane? What's that?
It's a classic spoof film from the 1980s, but that's not important right now.
Shirley, you're joking.
I'm not joking, and don't call me Shirley.
Roger.
It's John. And then we played the actual clip, and that was a lot of fun. Here's joke of the week number three. Contortionist convention next week's been canceled, Andy.
Oh, darn, I was going to go.
Now, don't get yourself bent out of shape. Here's number four. Well, here's a joke for all you mind readers out there. That's a good one. Oh, but wait, we're not done. Number five.
Hey, John. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Mm-hmm. I got a better one, though. How about this?
We could do that all day.
Please don't.
I knew you were going to say that, Steve.
But we were on a roll, so here's number six. Well, not to brag, Andy, but I can actually communicate with some fish.
Oh, yeah? How do you do that?
Mental tilapia. Joke of the week number seven.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a person, and John Williams will star as another person with supernatural powers.
Yes.
Are you a mind reader?
Okay, we're done with those now. Here's joke of the week number eight. Andy, I got a new job at the Guillotine Factory.
Hey, congrats.
Thanks, I'll be heading there tomorrow. Number nine. Andy, if you're at the bank and it's taking longer than usual, don't say, sorry for the holdup. I know that now. Shoot, I got in the way there. I think we told this joke before, but it's fun to tell it again. Number 10. You know why dogs float in water? Because they're good boys. Number 11. Andy, we were doing some home renovations, and get a load of this. Incredibly, when we knocked down a wall, we found a secret fully furnished room. And then I remembered, oh, we live in a duplex. Sorry, neighbors. Here's number 12. Only a woman who has delivered a baby without an epidural can truly understand the pain a man goes through when he has a cold. Yeah, we had a lot of man and woman and marriage jokes. Here's number 13. Hey, Andy, scientists have recently discovered a food that greatly reduces the sex drive.
Really? What's that?
Wedding cake. How about that, Grandpa? All right, we got one more. Here it is. My friend suddenly quit his job at BMW. Apparently, there was no indication he was leaving. All righty. Not a bad batch this week. Lauren Lapka, why don't you go first for a change? What's the joke of the week?
I was just going to say, it's been a really tough one. I wonder what the AI podcasters would say. I think I got to go mind readers. It's just too good.
Mind reader A, the one that I told via telepathy, yeah. Or the one that Andy didn't tell?
I mean, they're all good, but I'll go with what started it all, so A.
Mind reader A, that would be John. Steve Alexander, what was the joke of the week?
Yeah, I was going to go with that one, but I'm going to go with the Guillotine Factory.
Yeah, I'll be heading there later this week. Andy Mazur, what did you like?
I was going to go with beheading as well.
Which one?
Beheading.
Oh, the guillotine. One, two. I'm going to go with the mind reader joke and the one that Andy didn't tell. I thought that was actually better than the one I didn't tell. Producer Pete, where are you this week?
Heading to the Guillotine Factory.
Holy cow!
Yes.
We'll be heading there this week. Three of the five votes. Somebody just earned a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We'll also randomly select a name in just a minute and send one out, courtesy of our friend Marlene Wells here at WGN Radio.